WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Tyler Robinson is currently under special watch at the Utah County Jail, facing charges for the killing of political activist Charlie Kirk. Correspondent Carter Evans is there.
The suspect has no prior felonies or misdemeanors on his record, and prosecutors are expected to file formal charges on Tuesday ahead of his first court appearance, and plans were announced for a memorial to be held for Kirk a week from Sunday at the home stadium of the Arizona Cardinals.
President Trump says he'll impose major new sanctions on Russia for invading Ukraine if NATO members stop buying Russian oil. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble tells us that option is limited.
Very few of the 32 NATO members do buy energy products from Russia, but Turkey now is the third largest importer of Russian oil after China and India, according to researchers. And Hungary and Slovakia also buy Russian petroleum, but like Turkey, they have governments that are far less critical of Russia than some of the larger NATO members like Britain, France, or Germany.
A London demonstration against UK immigration policies drew at least 110,000 people. London police say it may be as many as 150,000. And it got unruly, as we hear from BBC's Nick Johnson.
Projectiles were thrown from United Kingdom protesters towards the police. Beer cans, there were glass bottles, a metal pole, a couple of circumstances, flares were being lit. But largely, it did feel at that time that there were too few police officers to be able to control the situation. But extra officers came. We've seen those police officers that have been hit from other parts of the country.
The major issue was the British government's immigration policies. In Memphis, WREG reporter Brian Didlake is monitoring reaction to President Trump's plan to send the National Guard there.
Memphis Mayor Paul Young immediately denying Trump's claims he was happy for federal intervention. He says while the city has no say in whether troops come or not, they hope to have some input.
My commitment is to make sure that we work strategically to ensure that this happens in a way that truly benefits and strengthens our community.
Mayor Young suggested National Guard troops might be useful with tasks including traffic assistance. Thunderstorms, some severe, will rumble in the plains, the Pacific Northwest, and southern Florida today, with tropical storms possibly following.
The remnants of Mario still giving some very heavy rain to Mexico. Atlantic's been quiet, but we're watching a cluster of storms. Good chance of development in the week ahead.
CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak. The IRS is extending that EV tax credit window killed by the Trump administration. As of the end of the month, the contract will be honored even if the vehicle hasn't been delivered. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
The Brewers head to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, with the best record in baseball, clinched a spot in the playoffs, then won a thriller last night. 9-8 over the Cardinals in 10 innings. The crew down 6-1, came back to tie it up in the ninth, then finished with their 11th walk-off victory of the season. After wrapping up the series at AmFan Field today, they travel to L.A. to play the Angels Tuesday night. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers fell behind early, 21-0 at halftime, and went on to lose at Alabama, 38-14. Luke Fickell after the loss.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident, find a way to make some plays and on both sides of the ball, but really make sure that what we could do was make some adjustments at the halftime and come out the second half and make sure that we could put the pressure on them. And it's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Low clouds and fog giving way to sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s at a light southeast wind. Tonight, a mostly clear sky. Lows will drop back into the upper 50s. A warm Monday on the way, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 64.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show,
I'm back.
Oh yeah, that's right. Jane is back, and we catch up on all the news she missed while she was away. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Poison's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pete and I are enjoying one more Friday night of summer with our family and friends, and we'll be back live Monday with a brand new week of Nightlight. But in the meantime, here is a show featuring WGBW's new hosts, Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, and Eric Westfall. Hope you enjoy, and have a great weekend.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right, this is exciting, folks. One of my favorite segments we do every week here at Nightlight is the Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we give you a recommendation for a movie that maybe you've seen it and you want to rewatch it, or maybe it's something you haven't seen, and it's just kind of an information exchange here that we do every week on Thursdays at 6:35, and we always have fun personalities to make said pick, and joining us this week is brand new WGBW morning host, Dan Marcus. And you are a radio legend. You've been around for decades.
Casablanca.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Dan Marcus, everybody.
I'm out of here. Thank you.
No, I've had that happen. I'm sure you have, too. Like, you have a whole list of questions planned, and then the guest, you ask them, how are they? And they answer every question that you've got in like, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I guess we're done here. You know?
Okay, thank you very much. Well, thank you for saying that about me.
Yeah,
I don't.
Welcome.
I get uncomfortable with that word. I heard it once before, and okay, if you want to call me that, I don't.
Okay. Conrad asks me to refer to him as a radio legend when there's like cute girls around, and I always help him as his wingman, but I'm happy.
He pays you
that.
For that, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's great to have you here. This is exciting.
You.
And you have, how's it going here at WGBW so far?
I mean, I'm having a blast.
Yeah.
I'm working with you, and Laura McKenna is back. Eric Westfall is back, and working with Conrad every day.
It's a bit much.
Yeah. But I like the guy, you know, he grows on you.
Sure. It's a good group of people here.
It is a very good company, and I'm just thrilled to be here. Yeah. I really am.
Well, we'll talk more about your... Actually, let's do that now. Before we get into the movies, tell us a little bit about your background, Dan. Like, I called you a radio legend. You've been around for decades. You've worked at a lot of cool stations. Tell us a little bit about the path that got you here.
Oh, gee. I started at my college campus radio station, WSUW at Whitewater.
Okay.
And just a volunteer. It was a non-commercial. I walked in. They let you play whatever you wanted to play. Freeform radio. I was learning what this switch does and how to say that and how to pronounce the letter W.
W?
W didn't work.
Yeah.
And that was day one. And I gave myself a year to get that first job, right?
Yeah.
If I don't get it in a year, I'll become a lawyer like my dad wanted me to.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And I got a job working for cable TV in Janesville, doing directing and camera work and sports and all. I was Uncle Dan.
Nice.
I had a kid's show. And it was just a hoot. And I did that for like 3-4 years. And then got my first radio job in Duluth and started my radio gypsy years.
Wow. And
but
here
always
you are.
Gravitated back to the music of the 60s. It's my favorite.
Okay. It's great because what I like about what you guys are doing here at WGBW is it's almost not fair to other radio stations. When you play oldies, every song is great. They were all hits. There's no weak link Whereas if you turn on other stations, it's like, maybe I like that song. Maybe I don't. Like, you really can't go wrong with oldies.
Should I stick around and wait? Maybe the next song will be better, you know?
Exactly.
But, there's no lag with the music play. And all that music is so recognizable today. And what people don't realize is that, if you grew up in the 60s, that was your music. But then in the 80s and 90s, oldies stations came on the radio. Right. And the parents, by now you're 30, 35 years old, but you're listening to your high school music in the car with your kids who are learning your music.
They start to love it.
They start to love it.
Yeah.
And that's what we see a lot of now. We see two and sometimes three generations of listeners.
It's such a great soundtrack, too, because most of the memories we have in life, we remember the good stuff. And my kids will say that to me. You had this music of the 90s. Well, what a great time. And I went to high school in the 80s, and I'm like, it was, but so is this. You'll remember this as being great.
Yeah.
But the fact that oldies are the soundtrack to all of it, whether they're oldies from the 60s or the 80s or 90s, because those are oldies now too.
Yep.
How far do you guys go up with the oldies here at WGW?
In terms of what's the newest song we play? Yeah. Oh, I probably, that's a good question, but I'd say probably 74 or 75.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And there's just a smattering of songs from that era. Most of them stop at about 72.
Okay.
So we'll do Chuck Berry from the very early days, and you'll hear Bill Haley, the very first popular rock and roll record, Rock Around the Clock. And then we'll go up through Rocket Man.
I love it. And you guys, and we had Laura on last week, Laura McKenna, she was great. We have Eric on tomorrow night, actually. We'll meet Eric. That'll be fun. So
he's an interesting guy. So is Laura. An interesting person, but...
When people say interesting to me, sometimes I can take that as... It's like when I hand someone a script, and they'll go, it was interesting. mean he really is an interesting guy.
He is, there are a lot of facets to that guy. And if you dig deep enough into my background, you'll find out that I spent 4 years working at a Playboy Club.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I have pictures.
Pictures you are in or that you confiscated somehow?
Both.
Nice, Dan.
No, pictures I took.
Okay.
Pictures of me with... some of the girls, we called them girls. They were, that's what we called them. We nicknamed them the girls.
Bunnies. They were Playboy bunnies.
And I'm friends with many of them to this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where was that the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva?
Lake Geneva.
My wife's family used to go. It was a family. They had families there. It was called the Playboy Club.
It was a family resort.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids would go swimming or skiing, golf with dad maybe.
Yeah.
Horseback riding. It was a cool place.
It's like Hooters now. You go out, you have a fun family day, and then you stop off for boobs and wings at night. It's fun for the whole family.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right. Well, this is great. Conrad, we have something on Dan now. He just admitted over the airwaves that he's got some skeletons in the closet. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure you have a ton of stories just because you've had this great career, and we'll have to have you on periodically where you can drop these little nuggets.
But, a lot of interesting experiences. Yeah.
Let's get to some movie talk, Dan, because we're doing the popcorn pick, and I thought, it would just be fun to talk to you and get to know you, but also to talk about some movies. So, how does Dan Marcus like to watch movies?
Mostly at home.
Okay.
Mostly at home. A lot of DVDs.
Yeah.
What am I in the mood for? I'll pull out that kind of DVD. Do I want a John Wayne war movie or do I want The Ghost of Mrs. Muir?
Wow. Okay.
I've got it's what am I in the mood for? And that's what movies do. They teleport you back. And I like a lot of old black and whites.
Yeah.
Because I like that culture. Yeah. And I like remembering that people were kind and considerate and, it's a harsh world now compared to the 1940s and 50s.
Absolutely. So classic rock, classic tunes, classic, he's just a classic guy.
I'm a nostalgic kind of guy. Yeah.
All right. So you like those, do you like film noir?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I've been really into that the last few years.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff out there because it takes so many twists and turns so often. Most of them do.
Totally. Okay, so how do you, when you watch movies at home, what is your snack of choice? Does it differ than when you go to the theater?
I make popcorn.
Okay.
Extra butter, thank you. Milk duds, sure.
You get milk duds at home?
Yeah.
Conrad loves milk duds.
I absolutely hate Milk Duds.
He just told his boss he hates Milk Duds. I don't know what to do with that.
No, it's... What do you... Conrad, what do you like? Good and Plenty. How about Good and Plenty?
Anything that really is takes a long time to chew and then it'll get stuck in your teeth, I don't like it.
Oh. Well, that's... That's fair.
Good and Fruity. Remember that? That was like the spinoff of Good and Plenty. Those were good. Good and Plenty is like liquor. It's like that licorice. Anise flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never got into Good and Plenty.
You know what I'd like to find? Sensen.
What's that?
Somebody Sensen. On the network has to know Sensen. Please explain
if you know Sensen, text us and see Sensen. If you can beat Conrad on the Google. We'll figure this out, Dan.
Yeah. But that's not a movie. Treat. That's okay. That's just a haven't seen it for years kind of treat.
Well, there you go. That kind of plays into our question of the night too, is an outdated product that we kind of miss.
That you're talking about me again.
We miss the outdated Dan Marcus. So all right. So popcorn at home. That's good.
Yeah. And
I get more exotic when I'm at home. Food wise, I don't do anything. I don't wear like anything exotic. But I do. I was trying to make a bad joke there.
Conrad, we got something on Pete now.
Oh, it might have got me kicked off the air.
I got too much stuff on Pete.
Okay. Christmas party stuff. Save it for them.
Yeah, right. But I like to make a meal. I'll make like a steak or order pizza. Get something you can't always get at the theater when I'm at home. I guess it changes that.
Well, and I make a wicked cheese dip. It's my mother's recipe. I can't tell you what's in it.
Okay.
Because it's I want to patent it and sell it and retire with it.
My money.
But it's that good. And everybody I play it for guesses, oh, has it got this in it? It's got beer in it. And all I tell them is it's a cheese dip.
I bet it has beer in it. I'm not going to try to get you to say the recipe on here, but it's Wisconsin. It's cheese. I bet there's beer in there.
Keep betting. I'm not telling you.
Cheese dip. Your homemade cheese dip. Okay. That's
my mother's recipe. And I've been eating it since I was 5.
Outstanding. My guest is Dan Marcus, folks. He is the morning guy here at WGBW and the station manager, and he plays the oldies every morning. They're so much fun to listen to, and Dan has made his career in radio, and he knows his stuff, and it's great to have him here doing the popcorn pick of the week. Dan, what kind of movies do you lean to genre-wise? You kind of gave us a couple of examples before, but do you have a specific
genre? I like war movies. I don't like gory movies. I don't like scary movies.
Okay.
But I like, let's see, that Thing You Do with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I like, and I've mentioned many times, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. You asked me off air what movie has made me cry.
I did.
Brian's Song.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah.
Are you a Packer fan?
Yeah.
You can still say that about it. See that, Conrad? That's being open-minded. I'm a Bear fan, too. I kind of congratulated Conrad on the Micah Parsons movie.
Yeah, that's a great move, huh?
That is a really, that is a sad film, though, and a great story. Brian's Song.
I told you about the Playboy Club. When I was working there in the early 70s, they had the Brian Piccolo golf tournament.
Oh, yeah, right.
Two consecutive summers, and Packers and Bears especially were there. Ray Nitschke. Dick Butkus,
yeah.
You know, all those people were there in front of my eyeballs, and they were palling around, hugging each other, but they were on a golf course, not a football field.
You know what's funny? You just reminded me of something. When I was in college, I was watching a Bears game. I grew up the first part of my childhood in Chicago, and I lived there, and I'm a Bears fan. And
I'm sorry.
me too, the last 30 years.
Yeah.
This is our decade, Dan. But... My roommate and I were so
both the Bears fans.
Yeah. We were so mad. I lifted a chair and I like wanted to throw it through the wall. 19-year-old idiot. And then I look at the TV and they're all laughing. The players that just they're playing the game and they're laughing. Like, what a loser am I that I'm like taking it this personally.
Yeah.
This is so silly. Is that reminded me of when you said that?
Well, on sports, I think people take sports way too serious. People have forgotten that sports is entertainment.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally entertainment. Yeah, we talk about sports here. On a semi-regular basis, I would say. All right. Dan Marcus is here, folks. We're gonna wait after this very short break. Then he's going to give us his popcorn pick of the week. And I'm going to give you the Nightlight end of summer getaway keyword again, too.
Cool.
So you can text that in on the app and be eligible to win a night at Chula
Vista.
Can I win? You know what? If Conrad and I can't win,
I don't know.
I saw Dan slipping you $20 earlier. I don't know what that was about. But. All right, we're coming right back with Dan Marcus. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can do it, my love. All right. Let you know, girl, you're looking good. You're out of sight.
All right, just move yourself. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. It's Nightlight's last chance summer getaway, and I'm about to give you the keyword. All you have to do is text it in using the app, and you're eligible to win one night at Chula Vista Resort, and you also get a dining voucher. $175 value. That's more than I make in a week, Conrad. You know that?
That's good value right there.
Yeah, you don't care.
No comment. No comment.
Tonight's keyword is Dells, as in Wisconsin Dells, D-E-L-L-S. So text that in on the app, and you will be eligible for our Nightlight Last Chance summer getaway. Summer is dwindling. But the good news is Dan Marcus is here. He is the morning show host here on WGBW, and he is showing me a picture. Is that you?
That's me.
Wow, what a great getup, man.
I'm 17.
You got the bow tie. Conrad, this is kismet. How old are you there?
About 18, 17, somewhere there.
And who's the, that's a Playboy playmate. Do we know who that is?
Well, it's a bunny, not a playmate. A There's okay. a difference.
There is. Okay.
Playmate was in the magazine. Bunny was in
like
the club.
They're like the waitresses.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
Bunny, Marcy, and me hugging.
She looks lovely. And were you guys good friends? Or
we're still good friends. Really
no
good
kidding.
Friends. Yeah. Oh, this is cool. Marcy again and me.
Oh, doing a piggyback
ride. I'm giving her a piggyback ride.
That's very, that's and you look very happy with a Playboy bunny on your face turning back to the camera. That's fantastic.
These are not going on the internet.
No, though. Well, no. They're not too. She's obviously being modest. She's trying to.
Well, yeah, but and there was nothing immodest about the club at all, really. But I don't want them to go on the internet because, well, frankly, I look like a dork.
I think you look cool, Dan.
Well, maybe now.
We did find one of the snacks Dan likes that is an outdated snack called Sensen. And Conrad just put it up on the stream if you're watching on the stream. It's Sensen confection.
Yeah.
That just means sugar, right? Sucrary or sweet, probably. And
I don't know. It just tastes like nothing has tasted since then.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, is it like a mint or something?
No,
like
it's not minty at all. Okay. It's actually almost kind of tart and sour.
Yeah.
Everett from Sun Prairie texted in saying, Sensen, the lilac flavored candy. Kind of weird, but I kind of liked
Jeez.
It.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. And thank you for texting that in. I appreciate it. That's, yeah.
I don't get the packaging is not great. I understand it's very old, but like you got, it's like a toffee fay or something, like something that's technically a candy, but I would never want to eat.
It's like eating candy flavored charcoal.
Okay.
that's
fair.
It was very different. But does anybody listening know if they still make that? I'd be curious. And where can you get it?
Google. Conrad, is that worth a Google?
I am looking on Google, and these packages that I'm looking at seem really old.
Conrad likes to look at packages on Google.
Okay.
Promo, baby.
Ba-doom-ching. Cut it.
You can buy Sensen, a brand new box, 12-pack, on eBay for $500.
Oh, so what? It's like it's been sitting around. What? So it's like how many chemicals are in it to keep it fresh.
And if you want an old vintage roll of it, it's $100.
Gee,
that is crazy. So you I don't still want get it.
I don't want it that bad.
There's also one that's like in a Tic Tac container. That one's still $30.
Okay, I would go for.
I don't know, man. Hey, I've got one more question for you, Dan, regarding the popcorn pick of the week.
Yeah.
When it comes to snacks, you watch movies at home. I assume that's the safest place to have a cocktail. Do you have a favorite cocktail?
I grew up drinking 7-7s.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's a big Wisconsin drink.
But I also like Harvey Wallbangers.
What's in a Harvey Wallbanger?
It's a screwdriver with Galliano liqueur.
Okay.
It's really good.
Very tasty. Yeah, I remember those.
It's very sweet. Rum, what is it? Rum chaka? Is it something like that now?
Rum chata.
Rum chata. Yes. Thank you. I have a big bottle of that in the fridge. That's delicious. It's kind of like Bailey's.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So,
that's a good one.
Yeah. And I do like beer.
Yeah.
I like Potosi beer. I like, my favorite beer is Schlitz.
Oh, my uncle used to be a salesman for Schlitz.
Okay.
Like in the 70s and 80s.
Yep.
And I grew up with Schlitz all over the place.
Yeah.
Is it a good beer?
It wasn't.
Okay.
In the 70s, that was my college beer.
Okay.
Okay. But then they changed the formula and they lost a lot of the market. But then about 2000 or so, they went back to the original formula. And now I'm back drinking it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So they did like a new Coke thing. They switched the formula.
Yes.
All right. We are almost out of time in this segment, so we've got to get Dan's popcorn pick of the week. I'm going to ask you one more quick question. You ever sneak booze into a theater?
No, I never have. No.
Never have?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, good for you, Dan. Nope. Dan's a good citizen, Conrad. We need more upstanding members of society to be on this show.
Well,
we got Dan and Emerson on the same night.
Based on that one question.
I mean, he's got a lot of Playboy Playmate stories. And,
I'm sorry, stories and pictures.
Stories and pictures. We were going to believe you. You didn't have to bring the photos. I mean, I would have believed you.
Well, aren't you glad I did?
All right. It is time to get Dan Marcus, morning show host here at GBW, popcorn pick of the week. Conrad, if you please.
Let's go with Butch Cassidy and Sundance.
Oh, that's a great one. Butch and Sundance.
Can you ever get tired of that movie?
I gave that, you know what's funny? I gave that a rewatch about, I don't know, 4 years ago maybe.
Okay.
I'm like, is this as good as I remember it? Because my older cousins would watch it and stuff like that. So I watched it.
And what did you think?
I liked it. There is that weird scene where they play Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Yes.
In the middle of the movie. And I'm like, what is this? Like, it just kind of doesn't fit, but I still liked it. It was just weird.
The reason it doesn't fit is that movie doesn't have a soundtrack. There are three songs in the entire movie.
Okay.
And so that kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, and it's like Paul Newman riding around on a horse, and they just play this, like, Conway. I can't even remember who sings.
That was B.J. Thomas.
B.J. Thomas.
Yeah.
And I love the song.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is kind of a departure for the rest of the movie, but that's a great pick. Dan Marcus, Popcorn Pick of the
Week. Thanks for having me.
Peach Wabba and Nightlight. The Popcorn Pick of the Week is Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Visitors have been paying respects to conservative activist Charlie Kirk at the makeshift memorial in front of the Phoenix Mortuary Chapel where his body was taken. Lexi Bahayo of Scottsdale was among them.
I believe in humanity and I hope that there can be a resolve to this, but it hurts me that people have so much hatred in their hearts.
CBS's Willie James Inman reports Russian drones are flying over NATO member nations' airspace.
Romania and Poland scrambled aircraft in response to Russian drone activity. The heightened tensions come as President Trump encourages allies to turn up the sanctions on Russia.
A London demonstration called by far-right politician Tommy Robinson, known for his nationalist and anti-migrant views, drew a large crowd drawn by that message.
They need to stop illegal migration into this country. It's tearing us apart.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers head to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, with the best record in baseball, clinched a spot in the playoffs, then won a thriller last night, 9-8 over the Cardinals in 10 innings. The crew down 6-1, came back to tie it up in the ninth, then finished with their 11th walk-off victory of the season. After wrapping up the series at AmFan Field today, they travel to L.A. to play the Angels Tuesday night. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers fell behind early, 21-0 at halftime, and went on to lose at Alabama, 38-14. Luke Fickell after the loss.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident, find a way to make some plays and on both sides of the ball, but really make sure that what we could do was make some adjustments at the halftime and come out the second half and make sure that we could put the pressure on them. And it's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Holt, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, A Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Low clouds and fog giving way to sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s and a light southeast wind. Tonight, a mostly clear sky. Lows will drop back into the upper 50s. A warm Monday on the way, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 64.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, WGBW afternoon host and actor Eric Westfall joins in studio. Then Mental Health Warrior Film Festival founder Max Blaska joins. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pete and I are enjoying one more Friday night of summer with our family and friends, and we'll be back live Monday with a brand new week of Nightlight. But in the meantime, here is a show featuring WGBW's new hosts, Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, and Eric Westfall. Hope you enjoy, and have a great weekend.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you with me, folks. We've determined that Dave's word was porn, is what he was trying to say. It's a place called Goodfellas in Marinette, and he misses browsing in there because they had the best porn in the Twin Cities, which is also, it's not Minneapolis-St. Paul. People very arrogantly call Marinette Menominee the Twin Cities. So, and that's where Dave's a native, so I knew what he was talking about. He says, in regard to the Cow Pie Festival, it's a big festival. They used sun-baked poop, low moisture, but not too dry, or the poop gets, I can't even say that word. I'm so grossed out right now. Runny. Daniel Berry, Sports Highlights, says, happy Friday. Hello, everyone. Hello, Daniel. Great to have you. And Dave Kunish says, it's a pot shop now. The Family Video that sold pornography in the back, like every Family Video sure should. Is now a pot shop. There's about 12,000 pot shops in Menominee, Michigan. So, all right, I'm excited now. We're going to pivot here and get to our first guest of the night. He is new meat here at WGBW, but he's not new to radio. But if you listen throughout the day, you probably know this guy. And if not, you're about to meet him. His name is Eric Westfall. Hey, buddy.
How's it going, Pete?
It's going great. Yeah, I love that you came in to the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
It's huge. Assume you don't live in too far away.
Oh, yeah, that's not too big. Well, and you know, I mean, it's nice to be over on this side of the glass. So yeah. Usually I'm sitting in Conrad's spot over there, and I try to get out of there fast enough so that he can get everything ready. I know you guys have a little more preparation than I have. I get the music doing all the heavy lifting for me.
Do you I got a lot of questions to ask you about radio. Sure. I think you have a really cool gig, and I'm excited for you. And Dan was on the show last night, Dan Marcus, and we had Laura on last week. So all three of you guys are new here, and it's nice that you have a working relationship already. You guys already knew each other.
Yeah.
You all obviously love oldies, so that's exciting. Tell us, first of all, I have to ask, most importantly, do you have a store you miss browsing in, Eric?
I heard you talking about that, so I was trying to think a little bit. When I was younger at Prangiway, was one that I liked over, this would have been in Appleton, so I grew up over in Greenville. Okay. So at the Appleton Prangiway on College Avenue, because video games and stuff like that, they always had sales on, and I try to talk my mom into getting me something. So I miss Prangiway, and then as a little bit older, you know, as junior high and high school, Eric, in the mall, Chess King.
Oh, nice. I love it. I forgot about Chess King.
Yeah.
Are there most no more of those?
Oh, I don't think so. I couldn't tell you the last time. I mean, I don't really go into malls anymore, but I don't think Chess King's around.
We had a limited, Marinette has the Pine Tree Mall. It's still there. But it's not like as exotic as like the Appleton or Green Bay, or and certainly not Milwaukee or Chicago. But we had a Prangiway. And I remember when we moved to the area when I was in junior high, and my dad was pointing out these Wisconsin stores we had never heard of. He said, "That's a Prangiway. That's kind of like Kmart. That's Prangies. That's a little more upscale, like Marshall Fields." That's how he described, like a 12-year-old is going to shop at Prangies. But and I have another story about Prangy family, one of the sons was running the Marinette store, and I had a holiday gig where I was trying to get people to sign up to donate money for kids, and he said, ask people if they want to buy an ornament, and then the proceeds go to charity. But I came out of the gate swinging, and I said, do you feel like helping a needy child this holiday season? So they had to say, if they said no, they felt terrible. He pulled me aside. He goes, yeah, let's not approach people like that.
You're going maybe for the, back off on that.
Going for the jugular, kid. This is so funny you said Prangy way.
Well, Prangy's was what I actually worked at Prangy's in high school in the men's fashions, menswear department.
So wearing like, all your chest king clothes?
You had to wear like, why don't you wear an actual suit and tie?
Yeah,
there. Nice. It didn't have to be from Prangy's, but... You know, Chess King was a little bit too fashionable.
That's true, I guess.
That's true. It was very 80s.
That's true. All right. That's great. So how's it going here at WGBW? What kind of stuff were you doing on air at your last gig? You're so good at this. I assume it's not something new to you.
Yeah. So previously, I worked for 6.5 years on another station here in Green Bay. And Laura and... used to be right across the hall from me. She was in the mornings, and I would see her usually when I was coming in. So she was on a different station, but we were the same company. And, you know, they decided to make some changes, you know, as radio companies do.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, you know, I've been in this business about 20 years now, and I've lost my job numerous times. But previously, it was always like, you are a live night guy. There's no night guys anymore. That's going away.
That's sad.
Or, you know, the station is making a format change, and so we're going to get rid of their staff. Okay, I can understand that sort of thing. But I was doing very well at this. So I was, I was getting ratings bonuses, and you know, I had some endorsements and things like that. Those aren't things that if you're doing terrible that you get. So it was, but it was a corporate decision made by somebody, you know, in Georgia or wherever. And it happened to people all across the country. So, you know, it didn't really matter how good I did. But I was very excited, though, to get the call. And I was actually thinking of getting out of radio.
Oh,
I was like, man, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me 15 times.
But I've heard, you hear of these legendary radio guys that have all been fired multiple times.
Oh, sure.
It just comes with the territory, right? And it's not even necessarily that you're doing anything wrong.
Yeah, oftentimes it is. I mean, it can be any number of things. Sometimes, and I don't know that that happens as much these days, but sometimes it could be a personality clash, you know, with the management or whatever.
Eric Westfall is my guest. You can hear him afternoons here at WGBW playing the oldies, and he's had a long career in radio. And it's funny, you were talking about how at night it's different. I used to love listening to the radio when I was a kid and knowing that there was somebody there playing songs and connecting with the audience. And the first time I did radio, I was trying to get, I had a student show at DePaul University, and then I came home to Marinette in the summer, and the radio guy there, Jim Callow, gave me a job from 2 to 5 a.m. So I show up at 1:30, and the other guy that was there from like 10 to 2, he's got like a Colt 45. He's sitting back, smoking a cigarette and just playing tunes. I'm like, look at this guy, man. He's got the life. Yeah. He's just chilling. And that just isn't the case anymore.
No, automation pretty much, you know, took care of that. In each market, so here in Green Bay, one station does have to have somebody there all hours of the day.
But on air?
I mean, generally they will have them be an on-air person. Okay. They'll have them do it live because they might as well. You got to have somebody be there. There's always somebody wanting to cut their teeth with that 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. shift.
Absolutely. So what made you want to go into radio? Like, how old were you and what made you go, I got to do this?
I was actually a little bit older than most people. A lot of, you know, Dan, I think he got into it just out of high school. And maybe even in high school. And I was a little bit older. I went to college at Lawrence University, and I was in the studio there a couple times, but nothing really. But I was a theater person. And so I liked the performing aspect of it. Acting and all that. And so I really liked the performance element. And when I graduated from school, I was actually going to become a teacher. I was certified to become a theater teacher. And, you know, they should probably put you in front of the kids like day one instead of like at the end. And I decided I love kids. I have so much respect for teachers now after going through that, but I didn't really want to, you have to do so many things that has nothing to do with teaching. And I that performing aspect. And I thought, well, you know, radio seems like, and at that time I was living down in Milwaukee and Gateway Technical College in Kenosha. So I drove 3 days a week from Milwaukee to Kenosha, taking classes there to get that associate's degree. I already had a lot of credits transfer over, but you know, get that internship and all those things that are how you get your started in the business. So I wanted to make sure that I did that. And in Milwaukee, obviously, is a very large market. So I interned on the country station there at the time, FM 106. And, you know, I knew eventually I would have to leave the area if I wanted to get on the air. And yeah, I went, you know, it was in country music. I got my start, and I heard you earlier say you didn't care for country music. I'm not a big fan either. So I try actually working on a country station and having to learn all these artists' names and, you know, Country USA and all that stuff and be excited about that. Yeah, it was tough, but there were a few artists I liked. But anyway, so I moved up to Wausau, and that's where I was the night guy there, and then went to Stevens Point after that and did mornings on the station that then decided to flip. And then I was in Shawano for a little while. And I have family there and a lot of good people in Shawano, but I would never work for that small of a market again. They broadcast parades on the radio in Shawano. I never thought that was a thing before, but I'm like, a parade is a very visual event. You can't really get a lot out of it on the radio, but they sold sponsorships. So
you make it work.
Yep.
So wow. Like,
look at this marching band now. Oh, they must have 30 kids out there.
And you're like, if only I was playing country music again. Yeah. I'm not a hater. I really don't dislike country music. I do feel the new country has kind of a sound to it. It's almost like a homogenization sort of. I like when they genre mix. I think that's cool. But just pure new country, give me the old stuff. And if it's on too long, I'm just like, we got to change this up. Because they never really rock. And they never, it's always kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Myself.
What is your favorite kind of music? Like, I assume you like oldies, but.
I do like oldies. I enjoy that. Yeah. And I first, you know, listened to oldies when I was, late 70s, early 80s. When it first became a format, that's what my parents listened to. Because obviously it was the music of them. Before that, it was country. Back when it was country and Western, and you know, Willie Nelson and all those, and then the oldies came up. But me personally, I'm a pretty big fan of bluegrass music, which especially like the really like upbeat and give me banjos and fiddles and mandolins and a good tempo. And yeah, I'm usually pretty happy.
I love that. I just noticed, excuse me one second. Con, did you notice people are texting in the word fine?
Yeah.
All right, folks, the keyword is dine, D-I-N-E. I thought that's how I said it, but if I misspoke earlier, I apologize. But the keyword tonight is dine, D-I-N-E, and that's why I said you can't spell diner without dine. So, but like three people texted in fine. Can they be eligible or?
Well, just text in dine, and then you're
Thank you for the legal advice, Conrad. Does he have a great voice or what? Like Eric should just be like... Did you? Somebody ever tell you should go into radio? You got that voice.
How did I forget this? So my first like taste of radio was in forensics in high school.
Okay.
I've completely forgot. So I went to Hortonville High School. Go Polar Bears, class of 92. And our forensics coach, Cliff Morton, he came to me. It was my sophomore year and they had a brand new category called radio speaking. And basically, you would pull some news stories out, and then you'd put them together. They wanted you to put a commercial. Sometimes they would give you like a little newspaper clipping, and you had to create something in there, kind of the middle, then some weather, some sports, and put it all together with your transitions. And he said, I think you'd be good to give this a try. Prior to that, I usually did some acting categories, and said, sure. And the first one, man, I got into the power round, took second place.
Oh, sweet.
Was hooked.
So you're like, okay, I think I could do this.
Yeah. And so then I ended up coming back to it years later and like, oh, that's right. I kind of enjoyed this.
Just enough to suck you in to this this career. All right. Eric Westfall is here, folks. He is the afternoon on-air host here at WGBW.
Every day you can hear him from 2 to 6. So definitely tune in if you haven't already. We're coming right back, and we'll do the keyword again, just to be safe. If you haven't heard the keyword yet, folks, it is coming up. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Yeah. Oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, whoa. Down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place,
welcome back. Happy Friday, everybody. This is Pete Schwabe, and you've got Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our question of the night is, what store do you miss browsing in? Take yourself back, folks, to the 80s or 90s or early 2000s. I mean, I know there's still malls, but what about those stores that don't exist anymore? I said Musicland. Conrad said Best Buy, because he hadn't been there since this morning.
Yes.
And then he changed his answer to
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster. Do you have one, Eric? Did you give us one?
Yeah. That was Prangyway and Chess
King. Prangyway, yes, of course. Chess King.
Chess King for a mall store.
I love it. That was great. Steve from Florida says, I miss the old five and dime store, Woolworths. Oh, that's a great one. Best burger, fries, and milkshake located in every downtown. Woolworths had that great lunch counter. And Lorman's and Marinette had that too. I love those stores where they were like, they had stereos, men's clothes, food.
Yeah, even Kmart.
Kmart, yeah. Those are all great stores. Everett from Sun Prairie in the 262 says, what store do I miss browsing at? Say it with me. The Exclusive Company. Is that American? No, what was that?
Exclusive company was Mr. G. Right down just across the river on just off of Broadway was the Green Bay store. Yeah, there was one in Green Bay. There was one in Appleton at Northland Mall.
Stereo stuff, Austria, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Music, okay. But then also, yeah, nicer stereo stuff.
Nice. Oh, that's a great one. Thank you, Everett. And then here we've got Melissa from Willie Street. Hi, Pete. I think I know why John really likes Terry's voice, because I have a deep voice as well. Have a good night. Oh, thank you. Melissa, you have a good night, too, with your deep, sultry voice that your husband seems to love. And one more here before we get back to Eric. Judy from East Troy says my email. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong thing. Judy, I almost gave Judy's email address out on the air. She would have become very popular.
Yeah.
Getting emails from everybody. All right. My guest is Eric Westfall. He is the on-air host here during the afternoon at WGBW, and he is a radio veteran. I have to ask you, I want to get into some of your acting stuff too, but I hope you can stay through the news if that's okay.
Yeah, man. I got no place to be.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So.
He really
squeezed us into his schedule here, Conrad.
I took the whole evening off for you.
We'll make it a mini series. What is your favorite part of the day? Because I haven't been in radio as long as you, and I know I have kind of a different show here, but a lot of my day is prep, which I don't mind. But for you, what is your favorite part of your radio day? You're on the air. I'm sure that's fun. Prepping, research, picking songs. What's the best part of it?
Yeah, the on-air part. Although I really, and you know, we haven't gotten to do too much of that yet since we're still new. But, and it's probably because of the actor in me, I really like getting out in the public and seeing the people out at events and things like that.
Okay.
But on-air is fun because the one thing, you're one person, you know, in the studio and you're making all this stuff. And I find myself every now and then I will, you know, when the mic is cracked, I'll start forgetting, oh, yeah, there's people out there listening. And I'm almost like I'm talking to myself. And then I got to kind of catch myself and, oh, yeah, you know, make sure this is interesting.
Right.
At the very least, brief and interesting.
That's great. And you mentioned before, you said you almost got out of radio because you had just lost a job you liked. What would you do? Like, I feel like I've kind of been in show business in one form or another my entire adult life. And I've just accepted this is what I do. If I'm unemployed, I will eat canned soup, whatever. I'm not going to work in a store. You know, are you like that? Or are you like, what else would you do? Could you do something else?
Well, I will tell you the things that I was looking at. So, as I mentioned before, liking to get out and amongst the public. And, you know, now we have to wear a lot of hats in radio. There aren't people doing all the different things unless you're, you know, really, you know, big time and some of the big markets, New York City or something. So, you know, marketing and all that stuff, and relationship building and, you know, networking and that's really all a part of it. People don't realize that. And those are skills that, you know, I was able to develop. And so I was really looking at jobs that would help that. So, I applied at the Green Bay Botanical Garden.
Oh, nice.
To be their membership and development coordinator. Maybe if the person who got the job is listening, I hope they're doing good. But I, you know, came close, but I something like that, you know, where I'm still involved in the community and something that I believe in and like help making it good.
Right.
I'm really a firm believer in, you know, I chose to become to Green Bay. It was a city I was born in, but it's not the place I've lived all my life.
Right.
And I want to do something that makes it better.
See, that's really interesting you say that. And I take back what I said before, because I think maybe I could work in like Greg Vadney is on the show Tuesday, and he's the director of the Rar West Museum in Manitowoc. I think I could work in a museum or some cool place where you're like, you have stimulating things around maybe.
Yeah. No,
I don't know. What about you, Con?
I mean, a museum would be cool. You could be like Ross from Friends.
Yeah. You know, it's probably nothing like that, right?
Depends on the museum.
You're the guy that gets to build the dinosaur displays. That's like the primo museum.
Oh, yeah. That's the coolest thing.
That would be a great one, though. All right. So Eric Westfall is here, folks. We'll have more with Eric. He's going to tell us all about the Evergreen Theater and some of the cool stuff he has going on as a local actor as well. And if you are interested in that kind of stuff, you want to stick around and hear it. I'm curious myself. Since I've been doing this show, Eric, I've never lived in Green Bay. Or really any other city other than Marinette in Northeast Wisconsin. And I'm amazed at how many creative people there are here, how many actors, how many great bands, how many filmmakers. So I'm excited to talk with you about that too after the after intermission here. John Murray in the 608 says TGNY was an awesome department store in Freeport, Illinois. Tons of best hobby and toys. Mom loved it too. TGNY, that must have been a local thing. Does that sound familiar?
No.
That's fine. It's fine. Judy also says, did you get my email address that I sent out? Yes, Judy, I almost sent it to the entire listening public. So I apologize for that. And then Everett in Sun Prairie says, Pete, I did the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift for a couple years at WWSP. I think he means UWSP in college. Can confirm just playing tunes, a couple beers, as well as other enjoyables. We don't need to get into that. And just enjoying sharing the stuff we dug and with an audience of drunk college kids and other random local college radio supporters. Really good times. Everett, it was a really good time reading that text. So I can imagine actually doing it was very cool. So thank you. Keep those texts coming, folks. We are coming back for Act Two after intermission. Eric Westfall will be here. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is coming up at 7:35 with a great band with new material. It's Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And all the girls out on the
sunset. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Funeral arrangements for Charlie Kirk have been announced. It will be on September 21st at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. The venue can hold more than 60,000, and Kirk supporters are invited to attend, many of whom were out this weekend mourning his loss. This woman stopped by a growing memorial in Phoenix.
It hurts me that people have so much hatred in their hearts.
President Trump says he will attend the funeral along with Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio, who is in Israel this morning. The BBC's Wira Davies.
Mr. Rubio will publicly defend what Israel is doing in the region, particularly, of course, its ongoing military activity in Gaza. But there's no doubt that the U.S. regards that Israeli attack against the Hamas leadership in Qatar as a mistake, as an error. Benjamin Netanyahu, we understand, has already had a very difficult, frosty phone call, rebuked by